It is time for the Phenology Talkbacks, and as is our custom this time of year, the reports get a little thinner because there's less to see, but nonetheless, there are students out there who are spending some time looking at the world, and we're going to hear from them right now, starting with Hill City.
Hello, this is Noah.
And Taro.
With the phenology report from the Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest. During the week of November 25th throughout November 27th, 2019.
In the Hill City School Forest, we observed Morrison Brook has 5% ice along the edges. John and Matthew observed a mouse running around the phenology trail. Dr. Pepper's trail cam had pictures of a chipmunk and a squirrel. There are a few scattered high bush cranberry trees that have some berries on them.
Seventh grade observed canine tracks on the ice of Morrison Brook and are going to investigate next week to identify the species. Tyler found a buck rub of 1,000 yards from the bridge of Morrison Brook.
Nick observed coyote scat on the phenology trail. There was a live worm in the puddle on the phenology trail on Tuesday.
Around the Hill City area.
Good news. There is doubt that Eclipse the Fox is one of the ones that have passed. Two students have observed another fox in the area of Blue Moon Resort, which may be Eclipse. No Otis the Fox sightings, but Rye did see his tracks.
Students have been noticing that the red squirrels in the area are bigger in size than the previous years. Conditions seem favorable for red squirrels to thrive.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Thanks, guys. Nice report. Lots of good data in there. Lots of interesting things. I was taken by the trail cam that showed a chipmunk. And I have a hole in the ground underneath my bird feeder. And every time I go out to feed the birds, the dog puts her nose down there and sniffs. And I think it might be a chipmunk hole, but I have not seen the chipmunk. It's either sleeping or very, very shy. Maybe it comes out at night. I don't know. And other than that, the coyote scat and some kind of dog tracks, the canid tracks on the Morrison Brook, and a live worm in a puddle. And I know so very little about worms that I don't know what to tell you about that, except that I know that early in the spring, way earlier than you would expect, you would think the ground would be frozen, and yet there'll be some puddles and there'll be worms in them. So I'm not sure what to make of that. And of course, it's always good news to hear that perhaps Eclipse is not dead. That would be a good thing.